Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door."
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's Into Tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, September 11th, 2020. We're delighted that it's our 25th year on the air, your weekly technology auditory gem, if you will. Let us solve your digital dilemmas. We've got Horatio in New York working with the show, Erasmo in South Beach, Kim in Coconut Creek, Beth in Naples, Danny in Pembroke Pines. My gosh, we're scattered everywhere. Most everybody working from their homes lately, helping to build the show. And here in the studio with me in Miami,
Chris Graveline.
There you go. You don't sound so excited about that. Should be thrilled about being Chris Graveline.
I am excited.
Okay, I could tell. And of course, this week, all 3 hours, extensive coverage of IFA Special Edition 2020 from Berlin, Germany via Miami. We had a video and audio crew in Berlin, some German colleagues, fortunately, that were able to travel a short distance to get there and do what they needed to do. And we were not allowed to travel, not just because we had the Rona, even though both of us last time we had tested negative, thank God. But that was after hospitalization with me for a month and you recovering for several weeks. Take it seriously, folks. Protect yourselves. Trust me. You don't want to be going through what we've been through. But we were able to still cover IFA for you in what would have been our 18th year there in person. We'll be back next year for the full in-person IFA.
Yes, because they already announced that it will be a full-scale in-person event next year.
Yes, because we're all thinking positive to get back to normal, air quotes. We'll do just that. So, again, this hour and the next couple of weeks, do stay tuned. Most importantly, we hope that when you have a moment, maybe a few moments, you want to come by intotomorrow.com because we've got a ton of videos there for you showing a bunch of new products introduced at IFA, some in person, some virtually, but you want to be the first on your block to know about these things. And, of course, one of the other areas getting a lot of attention lately, robotics. And this includes robotic vacuums. We're all familiar with the Roomba. That's probably the most well-known brand of robotic vacuums. But they're not the only players. Neato Robotics, who we've also had on the show before, also has a huge market share in that space. In fact, we have a Neato Robotic vacuum in our own studios that runs around. It knows better than to run around while we're recording, but cleaning up throughout the day. We're joined by their CEO, Thomas Netter, who lets us know a little about what they're offering and maybe a little about what's next.
We are in the robot vacuum space. We call it robot vacuum because it's a robot. And Neato is a company that is 15 years old. It seems a young company, but in the field of robotics is actually quite a senior company. We've launched our first robot about 10 years ago, and in 10 years we created 8 generations of robots. So this is the 8th generation. We launched it today here at IFA. And very important for us is to point out the features. It starts with the shape, and that is a so-called D shape. And why is the D shape so important? Because it cleans in the corners, and that is what round robots can't do. It has this super big brush, which actually cleans everywhere. So the shape is important. And then the next is how to navigate, because robots really want to do a good job. And it is important for us using a laser as a navigator. So the laser scans the room, it creates a map, and we use complex algorithms to calculate the perfect match of your home space, and then the algorithm to clean the floor. We don't want to lose out any spot, and we want to make sure it's very efficient and fast cleaned. You know, in Corona times, people are more sensitive than ever when it comes to a clean home, and we see that run times of the robots have been increasing by over 20 to 30% even. That means people are using more their robots, which is great. And so we built them for last. We want to make sure that they work long and you're happy with it. Especially if you have pets, for example, with hair, we have special brushes that you can use. We have special pet modes that you can switch on so that the robot then makes sure it picks up all these hairs. A dustbin is really important so that it can collect a large number of dust. So we have the largest dustbin in the industry. You can clean a lot until that's empty and until that's full, and then it's easy to empty. Our founders had one dream to actually create a robot that perform household chores like a human being, to free them from this, let's say, unhappy work of cleaning the house. And I think that's something that a lot of companies are working on. But the robotic part is really the artificial intelligence, the learning, so that the robot itself understands that there are changes in the house, right? There's furniture moving from left to right, people are moving around, your pets are here or there, and we want to make sure that the robot doesn't fall down the stairs, for example, or it doesn't damage your precious furniture, or it never runs over your precious pets. My wife would kill me, right, if that would happen. So. That's very important, and these are features that are there. And artificial intelligence, as I said, the robotics part is important. We control our robots through the app. We were the first to introduce a app-controlled robot through Wi-Fi. And you can schedule your robot. You can also connect it to your home network, to your Google or your Alexa speaker, and you can basically create zones and can tell them, hey, just clean the bathroom, and it was go and clean the bathroom. And if you have areas that you don't want the robot to go, you just draw no-go lines and it wouldn't touch it. So there are a lot of features, and we have the update opportunity. So not only that the robot itself learns, but we can send continuously updates that the robots get smarter over time. The markets for robotics is extremely strong increasing, which is a little bit unique in this consumer space. We're very happy. We see double-digit growth rates every year, and also the average sales price is going up. And even this year with Corona impact, we see that the market is still growing. And in 2017, roughly 7.3 million units were shipped. And in this year, we estimate over 12 million units to be shipped to the market. And the value of the global market for robotics vacuums at this in this year is about $2 billion. And magazines and GfK thinks that in 2025 it will go up to $6 billion, which is huge, right? And the trade is happy. They offer more and more shelf spaces for the robots. And people have a choice, and we want to make sure that we have the absolute top-notch product. And the new D10, we call the ultimate cleaning machine. So we hope you love it, and you take it home, and you enjoy it.
Thomas Netter, the CEO of Neato Robotics. Let's meet at intotomorrow.com. We'll be right back.